Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Modern Creative Podcast. It's your host, Joyce and Diana. And today we're going to be talking about something that we've been basically planning all year long, because now we are into the new year and we're going to be giving an overview of all the things inside our business.
Okay, I feel like mine is not that juicy, but Diana has this way of making it juicy, which if that lured you in, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. So yeah, this is just going to be kind of a quick episode, and it's going to be a little time capsule for Diana and myself so we can remember how 2023 went and just give a quick overview of how that all went down. So Diana, you want to share how your year went?
Yeah, for sure. By the way, even though this is kind of selfish in the time capsule sense, I do love listening to other people's yearly recaps. Like,
yeah, true.
If I don't listen to their podcast regularly, but I see that they're like, end of the year review, I'm like, oh, click. Like, don't listen to it. So we welcome anyone who is nosy.
Yeah, like us, because we both do that.
Exactly. And we're the ones sharing all the things. So, okay. So when it comes to income streams, I had basically four, which I did in 2022. I can't talk today. 2022, and basically the same thing in 2023. And those income streams were live art, my online courses, commission paintings, as well as brand collaborations. And I would say that I'm going to start with the low and end with the high. I would say that most of these categories actually experienced a decline. So actually three of the four. So my online course sales.
I do want to say, though, Diana, I feel like that's a common story. So I'm glad that you're sharing this. Yeah, I feel like I keep seeing on Instagram, like, 2023 was a hard year for business owners. So you're not alone,
yeah,
friend.
Yeah.
But also, whoever's listening, you're not alone. So it's pretty common. But go ahead.
Sure. Well, stick to the end. But it was just interesting. But yes, definitely, obviously, seeing those three kind of have a decline. And about 40% actually was, you know, it's a pretty big one. Basically half of what I made for each category. However, one of these income streams went up, and that basically changed everything for my revenue and my bottom line. So the only income stream that did better this year was live art, obviously our signature service. And this basically made the bulk of the business. And in March of 2023, we actually decided to change our pricing around. We were just getting so many inquiries that we weren't able to even like consider, because we were just, we were booked out. We were actually turning down over 60% of the inquiries during that time, which is, you know, crazy in the sense like that's great, but at the same time, like that's painful as well. So we decided to restructure our pricing, basically book the same amount of events in 2022 and 2023 and made double the price. So that definitely allowed us to, you know, have growth in our revenue overall. So in total revenue from 2022 to 2023, we've experienced a 30% growth. For expenses, I did spend a little bit more than this past year, but just only 3% increase. And that was totally worth it, because overall in profit, we had a 24% growth. So I don't know how people do their numbers, because I could technically say it's like 130% growth or 124% growth. I don't know exactly like how that maps out, but it's not, it's, you know, 24% more than what we made last year, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's for the live art.
That's for live art. Well, no, that's for the bottom line in total. So even though we've experienced a decrease in three of the four revenue streams, because of the one that basically doubled, we still at the bottom line made 30% more about. So I think
I want to throw confetti at you.
it was a cool year for sure. Just trying. And I remember, and I'm sure so many people can relate with this, but I remember in March when we were playing around with pricing structure and things like that, I nearly had a heart attack when I sent out the first few brochures with the updating pricing and feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to completely shoot myself in the foot. Like, who is going to, you know, want to work with us, or who's going to be like, oh, or I don't know. I just had all these thoughts like, who are we to charge this amount or whatever? And then it's like people did. So it was
you
pretty
just have
crazy.
To like send out the first one or get the first acceptance. And then it's like, okay, that's fine.
Okay. So actually that is a crazy story, because The first one that we booked with the new pricing actually was the same price as the highest package we've ever sold in the last 7 years, if that makes sense. So it's like,
and they booked,
they booked, and it was like, you know, less expenses for us because it was like a smaller package that was at the higher price point. So it was just crazy. I just feel like there's so much potential with live art.
Yeah.
And I'm 100%. Just, obviously this year really wanting to focus on that and all the things. So, what about you, Joyce?
Well, I virtually threw confetti at you. She's going to get a confetti bomb in the mail. Do they still do that? I think those are things. But yeah, so end of the year review. I really didn't get started in selling until like October, September or October, because if you didn't know, listener, I pivoted to physical products, primarily selling on Amazon, like 99.9% selling on Amazon as I get my new, you know, e-commerce website up right now. And that was the whole goal, just to sell on Amazon, get my products made overseas. Like, I designed everything, made overseas. I dealt with all of that. And then once it hits Amazon, Amazon handles all of the delivery for everything. So if you have Amazon Prime, wherever you are in the US, you can, you know, get my habit tracker or any of my other products in 2 days or less. And I wanted to go that route because I didn't want to do any of the shipping myself or have that storage in my garage. It's just not something that I can handle with life right now. And so I would say in Q4, you know, I probably made like 13K in sales. I looked at my Amazon app as Diana was talking. So 13K in sales. With Amazon, it's interesting because, and we all do this as shoppers, right? Like, I'm not going to buy something that doesn't have any reviews. And so the struggle when you're a new Amazon seller is getting those reviews, and kind of something happens when you hit around 25 reviews where more organic sales happen. I'm definitely getting organic sales, and that's all based on like SEO essentially, right? And I do run ads within Amazon whenever you see those sponsored ads on Amazon. So I do run those, but I will say something shifted in the last few weeks when I started working, or last few months, I guess, when I started working with my Amazon advertising agency, where they've really kept my costs down and I am, you know, now making money on ads. When I was doing it myself, I was just like, I don't really know what I'm doing in this Amazon pay-per-click world. So it was really expensive. So I got those costs down. I don't know like what overall I'm still, and I said I would be this transparent on my Instagram. I'm overall still negative because with physical products, you have to put a lot of money up front, and I launched 3 products at once. But in terms of sales, 13K. And so I hope that just grows with the more reviews. If you've purchased something from me, please consider leaving a review just because that's just nature. Like, people now, you know, you look on Yelp, you look for recommendations, but then you still research yourself, right? Or at least I do. Like, I pick my dentist based on like Yelp reviews. So it's the same with Amazon.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I'm at that point where advertising is taken care of for me. And I just kind of let my agency do their thing. And I just monitor, you know, how things are looking in terms of having to reorder from my manufacturer overseas. And hopefully that all just keeps growing from here. What is one thing I wanted to say? And I lost my train of thought. I don't know what it was.
While you think about it, I do have a question.
Yeah.
How did you find the person to outsource your advertising to?
Oh, that's what it was.
Perfect.
So as a background, like, ever since I was 23 in New York City, I have worked in what is called ad tech, advertising technology. I am not a stranger to very complicated online ads and social ads. So I spent the last 4 years specifically in social ads. I'm sorry if you've gotten really bad social ads like on TikTok and Instagram. And so, and I work with clients who spend like millions of dollars a day, right, on their ads. For some reason, going to just like, what is the cost of a click for an Amazon ad? Like, I could not wrap my brain around. I tried it myself because I was like, I got this. Like, I like crazy Facebook ad strategies, like I can do. Like, why can't I do this? One click costs so many cents, right? And I just couldn't wrap my brain around it. So I found them. I knew I needed to outsource. It was time consuming to optimize my own ad campaigns on Amazon. And I found them through a referral. I joined a course to get started with Amazon in March of 2023. I knew nothing. I knew I wanted to do it, but Amazon is a beast. It's always changing. There's so many rules. You're working with overseas manufacturers. Most people do. You're designing. Now you have to deal with Amazon and crazy rules. They can just shut your like seller account down if you don't do one thing, your whole listing down if you don't do one thing. And so I joined a course, and through that course, I found a recommendation, and it's been good so far. And for me, it's just like outsourcing. I've been outsourcing since my child was born. I'm an outsource person now. Anything I can outsource, I will, because I just don't have the brain space anymore.
Amen.
But yeah, so that's where, yes. So that's where I started Amazon journey, March 2023, same time Diana was thinking about her pricing. I was like, oh, I'm going to do this new business after deciding I was going to burn everything to the ground. took a while, and finally got products into Amazon end of September, beginning of October. And then, so I was live in Q4, really busy time, really competitive time, really expensive time on Amazon, because in Q4, Amazon increases like their storage fees and just fees, all their fees in general. But yeah, so that's where we netted out about 13K in sales, and hopefully it just grows and grows from here. But I'm pretty hands off now.
Yeah. I mean, 13K in sales as a brand new product is pretty amazing.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's nice to see, you know, this is what I wanted. It's nice to see, I get the notifications on my phone, and it's literally like I'm at Whole Foods with my daughter, or I'm during my sleep. A lot of people like to buy overnight. Well, overnight for me. So I wake up and I get all the notifications, and it's not truly passive. Nothing ever is. You know, I've always said that. I've said that for years, but it is nice to have someone just kind of having that. And that leaves me room in the next year, in 2024, to do new things while I have this going on in the background, you know?
Yeah, I love it. Man, I love I love how we were so honest with our numbers and edges and all the things, expenses, profit, revenue, all that stuff. I think it's so important to talk about that, you know?
It's all, I'm still negative. But hopefully sometime this year, but like, I will change.
How would you not be negative as a product? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
physical products are so
but
much.
Honestly, even services. I'm just being honest. For the first year, I didn't really hardly make anything. Like, I made money, but then I spent money.
No, and
I like that. People are like, oh,
no, you have to.
I made $40,000 in my first year of going full time. And it's like, oh, but then I spent $36,000. So I made $4,000. You know?
No, exactly. Yeah.
Proud of yourself.
You can't see me, but I smiled at Diana. But yeah, so that's kind of how 2023 went for both of us. We're here for the transparency. If you want to share with us how 2023 went for you. Quick note before we sign off, we are also collaborating on something in 2024. It is a physical planner for creative entrepreneurs. It's going to be undated. And, you know, it's, you got the planner stuff, but also there's definitely sections that are applicable just to creative entrepreneurs, social media planning, budgeting. We have like journaling type of things in there so that you get clear on what you want your business and whatnot to look like. So if that is something interesting to you, you can sign up for the waitlist at creativebizplanner.com, creativebizplanner.com. Get on the waitlist and we will let you know when that is available. It's probably going to be sometime in Q2 2024. So depending on when you're listening, that could be a little bit, or it could be now. It could be in the past and it's already available. I don't know, but you can get on the waitlist.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.